Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret. How's everybody doing today?
Good, and you are on a bit of assignment this week, so we appreciate the early call from where you're at. We'll have you tell us about that momentarily. But as we just checked off the boxes, Memorial Day weekend, graduation weekend, Indy 500 going on, schools getting out. It sounds like a busy time for everybody. And if there's that many events going on, that suggests you'll be busy as well.
Oh yeah, we were busy all last week, and as we get this time of the year with schools wrapping up and everything, it just keeps us busy. But you know, we had the lemonade day over the weekend, and officers had a great time with that. We had bike to work day, so we were out handing out water and information for that, and we just had a lot of fun stuff going on.
You did, and you also had the Northside Exchange Club honor the Officer of the Year. Tell us all about that.
Well, we're going to talk about Sergeant Brandon LaPasa again. We're really proud of him.
You know what? Before you get started here, when I saw that over the week, I thought, well, geez, everybody knows that. He's won this before, right? I thought this was a repost, or I was late to the party.
No, what he won was our department award for Officer of the Year. So this is the Northside Exchange Club Officer of the Year for the county, and they've been handing that out for quite a long time, and it's a really nice award. I was lucky enough about 10 years ago to get that, and I know just how special it is. And so he was awarded that on last Thursday, and we were real proud of him for it. And it was for all the same work that he did for us last year, and the reasons that he won the Officer of the Year for our department.
Excellent job. So he's just needed some wood to get the trophy case, get the trophy case.
Absolutely.
He's going to have something to put all these wonderful awards on.
Well, and
sure.
He did some wonderful work to do that. So great stuff for Officer LaPasa there. Also, you had a retirement this week. Detective Kevin Nihill was honored.
He did. He retired 25 years. He actually hired on the same year I did. So Kevin and I were pretty close, and he was honored for his retirement after 25 years. Spent a lot of time in our detective division, narcotics division, worked real hard for us. And we're sad to see him go, but he's definitely put his time in and deserves a well-earned retirement.
Now, if you guys came at the same time, you're not leaving us, are you?
Are you getting ready to retire too?
I'm a little younger than Kevin, so I've still got a few more years in.
Okay.
Just because
right.
You started at the same time.
We got a little bit scared there.
Yeah, we're just getting to know you.
Yeah, really.
You love us and leave
no,
us.
No, it just shows how old I am now.
Experience. We like to call it experience.
There you go.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He's with the Bloomington Police Department. Checks in every other Monday morning to get us caught up on what's happening with the police department here in town. And we know it's click it or ticket. Explain what that means. And there's always increased patrols during the holiday weekend, the Memorial Day weekend. What should people be expecting on the roadways from your department?
Well, not only from our department, but from everybody in the area. We've increased patrols with the holiday weekend. We know seatbelts save lives, so we're going to reinforce that seatbelt enforcement and be out doing that. We'll also be doing the drunk driving patrols. And again, with the holiday weekend, we want to just remind everybody, to drink responsibly, don't drink and drive, and have a good time this week. It's going to be beautiful weather. We're going to have a great week. Everybody's getting out of school and having fun. So, be smart, think of other people, and just enjoy yourself without putting anybody else at risk.
Good point. And again, they're looking for people that are looking to, you guys are looking for people who like to stand out from the crowd. They're not going out, you're not going out picking on it. If you're driving erratically, or if you're driving silly, or speeding, this isn't the weekend to do it. It's never the week to do it, but this is the increased awareness.
Absolutely. Like I said last time, if you really want to meet police officers, come over to the police department. We'll be happy to talk to you. You don't have to do anything silly first to meet you on the street.
Yeah, you don't drive with your lights off or change lanes silly. You're right.
Well, that's another thing. I don't think people realize it, but, when they start driving around and they've got lights out and it looks like they're not quite knowing what they're doing, I'm guessing that gets your attention.
Well, absolutely. One of the main indicators for drunk driving is driving with your headlights off when they're required. So that's an important key indicator that a lot of times we look for. But all of those little things that just add up, and they're things that our officers are taught and trained to do.
Exactly right. So leave them alone. If you want to meet a cop, go to coffee with a cop. When's your next edition of this coming up?
Oh, wow, you would ask me that. I don't have the date.
June 4th.
Right.
I got it right here in front of me. I just looked it up. June 4th.
Apparently glasses in front
of him. The reason I wanted to bring this up, because we won't talk to Captain Kellums again until the 6th, so this is
true.
Beforehand,
yeah,
so I'm going to make sure.
Farmers market. Yeah, we're going to be down at the farmer's market. We're going to have a table set up there. We're going to come over, say hi to us, do the coffee with the top thing right there at the farmer's market. So there should be a lot of people out. We should have a lot of fun doing that.
And so are you going to be one of those officers? Can we come by and meet you?
No, this guy, Callum works for a living.
Come by and see me. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I've set it on my calendar. You know, it's ready to go. So I am planning on being there, and I'll be there.
And the market gets going about, what, 8 or 9? So you'll be there from 10 to 12 on June 4th. And we'll remind people of this, obviously, after the busy Memorial Day weekend. When we all get lost in the shuffle on all that, but I wanted just to make I wanted to make sure we caught that, because we'll see how it went on the 6th, but I didn't want to let that slip through the cracks there. What else is happening over on 3rd Street that we need to know about, my friend?
Well, like I said, you know, we're always busy. Matter of fact, I'm hiring 4 new officers that start this morning. So they started at 8 o'clock this morning.
Excellent.
We're really happy to get those guys going. And our FTOs are out working, getting them set up, getting them starting their training process, which generally runs about 17 weeks for us. So they're going to spend about 17 weeks in the car with experienced field training officers who are going to show them how to do the job before they're sent out and released on their own. So they're in good hands.
Now, we know you're busy this morning and in a location that you can either tell us about or not tell us about. But we've heard we've had discussions here recently, and we talked about this last time as well, the public safety tax and how the money is going to go to the dispatch center, but there's this other money that's going to be around. How do you get involved with that process? Who do you talk to say, hey, look, we've got 4 officers. Do we need more officers? Where does the political, how does that work out?
Well, we've been working very closely, obviously, with the chief, and he's working closely with City Hall to figure out where that money that is going to be allocated to us and what we can do with it. And again, I know there's a lot of things on our plate that we need. I've talked about infrastructure before, the things that we need to build up, and the fact that we really need a lot more officers. Our officers with 100 officers and the new census, 84,000 people, we're really short on the amount of manpower that we should probably be having to do what we want to do. The good thing is we work really hard with what we've got. We've been able to keep crime pretty much in check when you look at statistics across the country. But every day is a new difficult day for us to take the resources we have and make them work. So anything we can get out of that, we will. And I know the chief's been working really hard to see what we can do with what money's going to be allocated to us.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. All right, where are you today? What are you up to today?
Well, actually, I'm in San Antonio, Texas. One of the things I do in my downtime, whenever I take days off, is I travel around the country and I train other police officers on how to be field training officers. I started doing that in 2000, and I've been doing that for quite some time now, and I travel around the country and train agencies and officers on how to run successful field training officer programs, how to bring brand new people that don't know how to be cops and teach them how to be cops. And so I do that, and I'm here for 3 days in San Antonio teaching a lot of sheriff's deputies and law enforcement agencies in that area in a class.
Working on your days off. I like
Man,
that.
Man, that's pretty impressive. So
well, and actually, I'm a little bit in trouble because today's my 18th wedding anniversary. So I've got to say, I've got to congratulate, say hello to my wife, Dina Kellum. She's the Indiana University archivist. And I have to say happy anniversary to her, or I'll get in a lot of trouble.
Well, good job.
I hope you've got flowers going to her.
Absolutely. Special delivery. Rush them through the red lights.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Well, fantastic. And we appreciate the time on your, again, on your travels there and on your anniversary. So we'll let you get back to work. We know it's a little bit earlier in Texas than it is here in Bloomington. So we know you're up early every day. Anyhow, we hope that there's absolutely nothing going on while you're gone and you come back to normalcy for a Memorial Day weekend.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks, Captain Kellums. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Steve Kellums, live from San Antonio here on a Monday morning. Happy anniversary to the Kellums.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Good stuff for all of that. Okay, 818 at WGCL. And obviously with no show next Monday, then we'll get caught up with him on Monday the 6th and see what else, how the Memorial Day weekend went, how Coffee with a Cop went. And it's cool to keep in touch with our friends over there on 3rd Street, keeping our city safe.